You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar gives us a thumbs up, and it is now time for baseball. We've got Alex Biznego, Director of Business and Digital Innovation for the Miami Marlins. Alex, he begins his third season with the Marlins. He's the manager of digital and social media. He was the first corporate hire in the realm of digital marketing for the Marlins. He's going to take it easy on me because he went to the University of Pennsylvania and got his degree there, undergrad, and he came back home to the University of Miami. And now he is also involved with the Roots of Hope and Switchboard Miami. And welcome to the show, Alex Biznego.
Quite the intro. Thank you for that.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. And thank you for having Kidney Awareness Day. My wife and I are going to go. You heard me invite Shelly. So we're going to have a great time out there with you and the Miami Marlins.
Should be a nice time. You can catch a good ball game and help out a good cause.
Well, that's awesome. Now, Alex, the first thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about Giancarlo Stanton. I've only voted for him 60 times so far. I've got two more email addresses, so there's another 50 votes coming for me. But everybody, we got to show this guy some love so that we can get a good deal, a hometown discount. God forbid we should get so lucky. Alex, help me out here.
Tell you what, he's having an incredible year. He leads the league in home run. He leads the league in RBI. And beyond that, just watching him play, he is a beast. He hits the ball a long, long way. His home runs don't just scrape the wall. They go a long, long way. And it's a shame that right now he's currently not a starter in the All-Star game. So he needs votes. We have about 8 more days left to vote. Any fan can go online, marlins.com/all-star. They can vote 25 times every day.
I mean, every day I can vote 25 times?
Every day.
Then what am I doing not voting 25 times a day?
So we really need to come together and vote for him because, quite frankly, he deserves it.
Now, let's talk a little bit of some innovation. And believe me, we're going to nail the Giancarlo Stanton issue again later on. You know, the Marlins are one of the first teams to allow fans to access the game with their mobile phones. Tell me a little bit more about that, how that works. I know everybody likes to go out there and be on their phones. We see them doing it on TV all the time.
Yeah, you know, the mobile phone has really become people's, you know, gateway to the world.
Yeah, and ask the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, being able to offer a lot of different services in the palm of your hand on a mobile phone or on a tablet is a big priority for us. And first amongst that was ticketing. If you can put your ticket on your mobile phone,
really?
How much more convenient would that be? You don't have to worry about leaving the ticket behind or printing it or all that. So the ability to have what is a 2D barcode in the palm of your hand, you can pull it up at any point, is really a nice advantage that we're really proud to be one of the first to be able to offer that.
Now, I've gone to the ballpark, and I've taken some great pictures with Billy the Marlin, and high five to the person that plays Billy the Marlin. And
what do you mean, plays? I don't understand.
I apologize. High five to Billy the Marlin.
Man, he's a funny guy, that Billy.
I do love him.
He has his own Twitter account.
I know that. I follow him.
At Billy the Marlin. He's a funny dude. He's a must follow, they say.
Yeah, well, I do follow him, and yesterday I retweeted the fact that he was urging people to vote for Giancarlo Stanton as well. But when I go, sometimes I can't get out. If I want to tweet a picture, I can only get out if I tweet texts. Are you boosting some more? What's going on with the Wi-Fi? Because I know when no one gets there, I can in and out easy.
Yeah, it's a big frustration for people that go to sporting events because think about it. It's a giant structure of steel and concrete. It's not necessarily conducive to internet connectivity on your phone. So when we opened this ballpark, we took that very seriously. So if you walk into Marlins Park, as you know now, there's free Wi-Fi since we moved into the new park.
Oh, yeah.
We also have kind of some sophisticated, fancy equipment that amplifies the signal carrier, the signal of the major carriers. So there should never be an issue at Marlins Park with you accessing your phone, sharing your experience of what you're experiencing at the game with your friends on social media. And let's face it, baseball is really awesome for social media because there's a lot of built-in breaks in play. There's a visit to the mound. There's in-between innings. There's lots of moments where you can look down at your phone and check out what your friends are saying. You can snap a picture, post it on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, whatever you like. So social media and baseball are really a really natural marriage.
Oh, they're made in heaven. Baseball's all about kibitzing, and that's all you want to do on social media when you're at the game. Now, Alex, How about if I'm running out of juice? You know, I like to go, I sit in the airport, I find where there's a plug. And one thing I don't think I've ever seen at a ballpark, and maybe I haven't looked, is plugs. You got any plugs there if I'm running out of juice?
You know, that's definitely one of the big issues, right? So we want people to have the ability to use their phones. What are the major obstacles to that? One is signal. So we just talked about that. That's taken care of. But the other thing is a battery life. And we are happy to have charging stations throughout the ballpark. We installed those toward the end of last season, and they're such a big hit. They have kind of a table there. You can kind of come up with your beverage and your snack and charge your phone while you watch the game there from the promenade level. So, you know, hopefully the mobile experience is well taken care of.
It's awesome. And talking about mobile experience, my wife just texted me that Hugo Fresh in South Miami is giving green drinks at no cost from their van. Their store has no power. She got green jinx for me, and they gave her pudding and small chocolate drinks for me, all free of charge. So, guys, head out there. Now, Alex, I know that drinks and stuff at the ballpark are also very refreshing, and there's a whole juice bar there too. Who came up with that?
Well, the Diamond Juices stand is a huge hit. So you go to a ballpark, you expect to have hot dogs and peanuts and Cracker Jack and all that. But for the more health-conscious consumer, we're really proud to be able to offer options for them too. So we have a gluten-free stand and a few other options, but Diamond Juices is really has become the hit of the ballpark. It's right there near the home plate entrance, and it's freshly squeezed juices with vegetables and fruits, and it's becoming a huge hit.
Well, I love it because it's right behind my seats. We'll be right back with more of Alex Biznegos. We may even carry him over for an extra segment. He's awesome. Let's rock out of here.